Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The casino debate has begun to heat up again on Beacon Hill. Lawmakers held what they called an informational hearing yesterday about bringing casino gambling to the state. It was only last year that House lawmakers voted down Governor Patrick's plan to license three casinos in the state. WBUR's Fred Tice this morning examines what's different this time around.
A lot has changed since last year. Senator Karen Spilka of Framingham chaired yesterday's hearing on gambling.
Well, clearly there's a change in the political environment. We have a new speaker.
Speaker Sal DeMacy, who resigned in January, was the biggest stumbling block to Governor Deval Patrick's hopes for casinos. Supporters of gambling expect Speaker Robert DeLeo to be more favorable to it. Senate President Therese Murray has said the legislature will probably act on a bill legalizing gambling this fall. Because of the change in the political climate, casino operators seem interested in coming to the state. Among them is Mohegan Sun, which operates a casino in Connecticut and has recently taken out a lease on 152 acres just off the Massachusetts Turnpike in Palmer. Jeff Hartman is Mohegan Sun's chief of operations.
We can bring new dollars into the Commonwealth from New York and Vermont and New Hampshire. We think the New York market, the Albany area, Orange County, is kind of underserved right now.
Hartman says the casino will look and feel like the one in Connecticut, but will be smaller. The hotel in Connecticut has 1,200 rooms. The one in Massachusetts would probably have 600. He says a lot will depend on how many casinos the legislature approves in eastern Massachusetts. The fewer the casinos in the eastern part of the state, the bigger the one in Palmer might be. If the political environment is more favorable to casinos than it was last year, Senator Spilka points out that the economy is not.
It is definitely a different economic climate, and the revenue that would be brought in would not be the same as it was 2 years ago.
Legislators heard that the recession has been particularly brutal to the kind of destination casinos Governor Patrick wants, because spending at these casinos was tied to housing values. Michael Pollack, who was hired by Governor Deval Patrick to study casino gambling, warned that there is an inverse correlation between savings and growth in casino revenues. The more Americans save, he's found, the less they spend in casinos. During the housing boom, Americans were spending more than they were saving, and casinos were booming. Now, Americans are saving.
Saving more is a good thing. From a societal standpoint, that is a good thing. But it makes it harder for destination casinos to get to where they were, if they'll ever get back to where they were.
Last year, the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce predicted that building three casinos would create 17,000 permanent jobs. Jim Clock, the executive vice president for public policy at the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, predicted that fewer jobs would be created today.
Estimates conducted today would be considerably lower given the economic hurricane that we have seen.
Clock argued that this is probably the worst time for the state to put licenses for casinos out to bid, because they would probably fetch much lower prices this year than last, or than in a few years if the economy rebounds. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.